Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
Yeah, we're after those wise words, and every single week we ask a local leader or pastor in our community to come in for a chat. Today is no different. We have the pleasure of having Rob Furlong from Woodvale Baptist Church with us. Rob, how are you going?
I'm great, thanks, Jazeel, and g'day, Beck. Good to talk to you both.
It's always good to have you on the show. You are a very wise man. So what are you going to bless us with today?
Okay, well, look, I've just come off a five-week break, which was wonderful.
Oh, nice.
And I wanted to talk a little bit about rest, or actually, more pertinently, the spiritual discipline of rest.
And who better to talk about it than someone that's just come off 5 weeks?
Exactly. What I'm trying to do is just keep the rest mode going. But I read many years ago a quote which comes to mind by a well-known author called Dallas Willard, who said, "We must ruthlessly eliminate hurry from our lives." And he was commenting on the problem with society today is hurry sickness. Anything that you guys suffer from, hurry sickness?
I think so, yes.
Definitely, yeah.
That's it, straight up, yes. Yeah.
To assist people who might be listening out there today wondering what hurry sickness is, I'll give you a really brief test.
Okay.
And this is a really practical test. This is how you'll know you've got hurry sickness. The next time you're at the shops and you're looking to pay for your groceries and you're standing in the queue, what are you thinking about? Are you stressing about the fact that the queue next to you is getting shorter and yours is not moving at all? Are you contemplating hopping from one queue to another?
Yes.
Do you find yourself getting frustrated with the old lady at the front who's counting out her shopping payment in pennies or in coins?
I don't like this test.
You don't like, yeah. The good sign that you've got hurry sickness.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So the question is, what are we going to do about it?
What are we going to do about it?
For me, guys, look, there's just a couple of principles. One of the things that I have really tried to practice over the last 14 to 15 years is that the Bible talks about the Sabbath day, which is just having one day out of seven completely free of normal work-related activities. If you break it down, I remember reading an author who put it this way. You think about it, that's 52 free days a year that we're given to actually relax, rest, and recharge our batteries. Or if you want to put it another way, it's actually 1.5 months free that's given to us.
Wow.
Why would we want to waste that?
Yeah, true.
So putting into practice that discipline of one day out of seven really helps us to maintain, I think, a better balance in life. But you can also try and practice the discipline of mini-Sabbaths. And I don't want to make this sound like it's something that becomes that you've got to do it. But just trying to find time out in your day where you might want to take 10 or 15 minutes just to have a breather, to relax, to reflect, to think. Because what happens in our society today is we just crash from one thing to another. And actually trying to just take a little bit of time out here and there in the day as well can be a real helper towards dealing with hurry sickness.
Wow.
I don't want to add one more thing to my list that I need to do, which is so I'm glad you said, don't make it like it's... you have to do
That's the key.
Be mindful.
Don't make it... Yeah, be mindful. It's about being mindful. Don't make it another thing I've got to do. But trying to make it more a part of... I think a good way to describe it is making it a rhythm of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And getting into a rhythm, a regular pattern of work and rest and recreation. Because the worst thing that could happen is that we take our rest time as another thing to do. Yeah, that's not how you want to do it. That's not going to help. But I tell you what, if you can get into that rhythm and get that practice happening, you are going to benefit from it.
That's brilliant.
So what's one thing we can walk away with today? What is your advice?
Well, two things to walk away with. One is that some people listening to this right now, as we're just talking about, we don't want to give people another thing to do. But maybe think about this, take this seriously. Maybe some of you just actually need to go and have a good sleep. That might be the best thing that you could do for yourself right now because you're crashing from thing to thing. Chill out, have a good rest. And the second thing is, and I'll finish with this, is if you want to actually start to try and discipline yourself to slow down a little bit, the next time you are at the shops, deliberately pick the slowest lane you can find and the longest lane.
Ooh, that's hard.
All right, we will try.
I've done this, and it takes time because the first time or two, you're gritting your teeth. But you know what? It actually helps you to start slowing down.
Yeah, well, which we all need to. Hey, thank you so much. Even the fact that 52 free days a year, if we take the Sabbath every single week, that's huge. That Rob is. Furlong, Woodvale Baptist Church, thank you so much for giving us some of your time. Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.